Uthandwa ngendlela ongasokuze uyiqonde. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Luthando olo.
That's Bizan Ngwane on Radio Pulpit with Babangi Avuma on this beautiful Thursday evening, the 26th of January 2023. Thursday Live is the name of the program with me, Godfrey Mavid. Of course, this is our final hour. As promised, we have Bishop David Malatse with us on the line, all the way from Western area. My Bishop, how are you, sir?
Ntate Moruti Moabi le ba mamedi ba gago ba Radio Pulpit madume ga fele rra.
Ra leboga rra go bo o tlo go nna wena o tlo bongwe o tswalela thulaganyo e ka lefoko. Told them that we save the best for last, the best being the word itself,
the
because
of the last Thursday yeah January.
We survived it. Here we are. We are still, you know, well, we are still intact. Everything is still, you know, in its rightful place because of his grace. Yeah.
Bless the Lord.
Ke fela gore di mo
Kana,
how old were you when we first met in this studio? Many years ago. Over 10 years ago, 15 or so.
You know, somebody asked me that question, or how old I am, and I did not even remember.
You stopped counting. You're like me. I stopped counting when I was 23.
Yeah.
But then I realized, hey, man, guy, man, I really need to now know and tell myself for how old I am now. Because for some reasons, I thought I was still 23. And sometimes I would allow people to walk all over me now. When I got, I had to tell myself and say, hey, man, you're no longer a 23-year-old man now. Oh, lena ke lebella mo ke setse ke ke nna mo swebunyana ke nna mo putswanyana le nna ya no crown ya mriri e fedile yona motlhogong, but I'm like now get diamond now ke na go ile ya ka ile gore ke ano ke tse ke tsene mo di flosham shoes. But when I look at the people who used to wear those shoes back then, they were still young, man. They were very young. I don't know, what got into them to buy those shoes type of uncle. But then I think I'm going towards that. Direction.
By fire, by force.
Yeah. Rebecca, we move for another minute, another hour. Air feeling on Muruti. Did you greet the listener at home?
Yes, Muruti Moabi. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We are going to never do the Lord. We have failed. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Rebecca Muruti. So, Rebecca, do you want to be made well?
Yes, do you want to be made well? This is a very well-known scripture. I don't think that I will go through those verses, but it is in the book of John, chapter number 5. You know, there is a song by John Woody Gate. Now, in this book of John, chapter number 5, Muruti, we come across certain events. Number one, we are told that there was this pool there, which in Hebrew was called Bethesda, and some of the scholars, when they interpret that name, Barry, it was called the House of Mercy. And we now come across, you know, the same challenge in the same house that is called House of Mercy. We come across messed up people, you know, who are competing, you know, to become number one. And the Bible says, you know, it was like a great multitude of those who were sick. Some were blind, some were lame, paralyzed, and somebody came up with a story that there was a miracle there. And we have realized, Matasinya Ofeta Moruti, that people were so obsessed by miracles. And the reason why I chose this scripture today is because there is a new wave, especially in South Africa. I don't know about other countries, because I'm a bona fide of this country. there is a revival that brings stability and also restoration in the body, you know, of Christ, and God is just doing a new thing, and the same way how things happen, you know, in this scripture we realize that Yeshua was never moved by the masses, was never moved by a crowd, but he went through them, you know, aiming to this one man who was there, you know, for the Bible says for 38 years, lying down there, gathering all sorts of excuses and all sorts of facts, you know, and forever, you know, looking for someone who'll have pity on him. You know, we have a challenge about by Lauren. They don't realize the new move of God from time to time, because they are waiting for someone. People, they just rely momatong about to some. They don't even realize that they are in the right, you know, right standing with God. He's using them in one way or the other, but they cannot see that because they are looking for a man. And since now God is bringing this element here, restoration and also stability in the body of Christ, also in the families, because Mruti, it is very difficult for people, I mean, to utter any words, yeah, encouragement, unless they risen from the point of victory. So God is bringing all those broken pieces together. God is restoring even those people who thought that nothing will ever happen for them. God is raising giants who gave up a long time ago. God is restoring even people by luring. Many people wrote them off already, but we see God moving in a very strange way, especially in this season, Muruti, with this kind of revival. And this revival is going to pass many people because they're not going to see it, because it is not for masses, but it's for the individuals, those people who thought that nothing will ever come through for them anymore, and who have given up in their catastrophe, given up in their illness, given up in their situation, given up in their marriages, you name them all. God is just about to move in a very miraculous way to restore those people. But the question will still stand, that do you want to be made well? Because now when Yeshua came across this man, you know, who had a full, you know, a CV, had the excuses and the blame game, finger pointing, he asked him this simple question: do you want to be made well? And one thing that really moved me, Mruti Mwabi, and your beloved listeners, when I went through the scripture, I realized that faith here was never the deciding factor. He never asked him about his faith, but he asked him whether he wants to be made well. And somebody would say, but yes, but you can see this man that, he's been sick for all these years. That question was not necessary. No, it was necessary, for from time to time, it is difficult to answer, you know, if somebody never posed a question. So you don't give answers where there's no question.
And I think it says a lot about his character. I think there's a lot that we can learn from him, from this also as the believers of today. The fact that he doesn't come and impose himself on people. So sometimes we see people body wheelchair, and then the only thing that we think of is you want to heal them. Some of them don't want to be healed.
The biggest challenge is that some people, they are using their challenge, you know, as bread and butter, because their condition now becomes their bread and butter. Whenever they come across people, they want people to pity them, you know, not only to pity them, you know, to give them something to survive. But now Yeshua, when he approached this man, Mruti Mwadi, you know, he brought another element, he had knowledge. You know, there is this I'm sorry, there is this another realm in the spirit of those people who are fully immersed in the knowledge of who he is. More Loren, you know that whenever you know, you know. You don't need faith. I mean, people who need faith sometimes is those that does not know. But they don't necessarily need faith because they know. That's why one day Paul said, so that I may know him. You know, there are times in life where you rely on faith. And someone once said, is the evidence of things not seen, yet seen. But there is another realm, Lord, it does not need faith, it needs knowledge. My people perish for the lack of knowledge. I mean, the lack of knowledge is a serious problem it can impact Sabatu and their creator. So that's why from time to time you find people, you know, running helter-skelter from pillar to post, you know, looking for someone who can pray for them. But they got a mouth, the same mouth. Eba butangore. Kana mama ngubula koga. Mpenchere teki magia ko Nigeria. I want to go. I mean, the same mouth they can use, I mean, to unlock their situation. But we really bless the Lord that when Yeshua approached this man, faith was never the deciding factor, because it was his time, I mean to be fully restored. But what shocked me is that he never even laid hands upon him. He only spoke the word. He said, I mean, arise, take up your mat and walk. And we fouled any struggle. This man, I mean, Ayemela, Anonga Metuahai, and Atamaya Marut. Now imagine now among the masses, Sabatubai Loren, they were competing to become number one, because the biggest challenge that we have in the house of mercy is for everybody who wants to be seen. And revival is not for such people. I mean, we have people by Loren from time to time, even if they come and shift the chairs, I mean, they want people to shower them with praises. What do they want to be seen? I mean, from time to time, people want to sit on the front row. You know, they want to bypass everybody because they want to be seen. They don't realize that we all, by the time when we all conceived, we already, Muruti, had that title, Yehovah number one, because out of the masses, his finger was upon us, and we became number one. There were a lot of people who wanted to be us. But he became number one. So you don't have to find yourself in this struggle over number one in order for you to impress anyone. But bright in the corner where you are, when the Lord reached out for you, irrespective of now you are surrounded by a trouble guy, irrespective of now kicking multitude, said guy, fellow ring, you know, they're they're making sure he will never come through. He will just go through them for favor and fair. You know, he'll just go through them and reach unto you. That is why many people are going to miss this season in their visitation. Many people, they are going to miss it, Muruti. Why? Because they chose to become men pleasers. I mean, they want to rely on men than to rely on God. We've got a lot of people, but to think of Buka, keeping the excuse. Some, they no longer believe in the power of prayer. Some, they have all the reasons, the other negativities that happens in the church. Some, they know all the do's and the don'ts, you know, the constitution and the rest. But they don't know you. Why? Because they don't want to be made well. People who go about digging, they will never bring solutions for them. They are not ready, Morutuaka, to be made well. People who go about going, knowing each and every business, those people, they are not yet ready to be made well because they are busy. But this kind of revival is meant for those people who are really broken, those people who are living in the level of destitute. People, by Lord, they never thought that anything good will ever happen for them. People who gave up and gave in their situation, how can we do it? But this is the question that the Lord is asking you today. Do you really want to be made well? And if you are that man, if you are that woman, there is still hope for you in that same family. Eloring, it looks as if everything has fallen apart. If you are that man and if you are still that woman, if you are that boy or that girl, there is still hope for you, irrespective or not. O setse o na le bana ba bakae, irrespective of rena o dampilwe ke batho ba kae, irrespective of rena they call you names that you are, you know drug addict, they call you alcoholic, they give you all sorts of names based on your condition. He's coming for you. He's looking for such people. By luring people, I mean have forgotten about them. Imagine, Muruti, what kind of man is this who can lie in the same space, same spot for 38 years? Where is the family member? Mm. Imagine if we have to count each and every hour that man wasted, each and every day that man wasted. If the Bible that we read, I mean, it simply says, literally, sometimes it's only 1,000 years. Imagine the time. Mm. That this man wanted, but yet
and how many times has he been discouraged, if he was discouraged at all?
And discouragement, yeah, nobody wants to help him. I mean, we have a lot of people, Muruti by Loring, they just want things, it's like they are lame or paralyzed or something. And what shocked me is like, but what was bothering this man, because he never even laid hands upon him. Yeshua never even, performed any miracle. He just spoke the word, said, Chief Emela, unka di pateta hao otamai. And this man stood up and walked. This simply means this man was paralyzed by excuses, was paralyzed by seeing people overtaking him in the stampede to become number one. Mm. You say, Muruti, what thing that
I think sometimes, Muruti, looking at the positive side, or another positive side of the story, is that sometimes people can become a stumbling block with regards to you receiving a miracle. Just imagine if people were able to help him inside the pool. And was he going to be able to receive this miracle? Were we going to be reading about him today, tonight? The answer to that is no.
The biggest challenge about that story and Bethesda is that we never came across any report of whoever got healed in the pool. But we find the people queuing, you know, in that spot. I mean, believing God for a miracle. The miracle that is in the water. And now here is this man, but he's still looking for someone. And when you look into it nicely, you realize that for the longest of time, we have people by luring. They can't even leave their family homes, you know. I mean, but do it more because we feel our. If kids were more, then nobody would look after me, especially kids more. People buy groceries. People do 1, 2, 3. So as long as I'm here, I benefit. You find people who are staying in the marriages. They are there, but they are just sitting there because of the benefits that they get out of the marriages. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on. And this kind of revival brings stability and also restoration. The Lord is looking for people who are ready to make things happen. But he cannot bother you unless you want to be made well. And only if people can realize, Muruti, out of the same situation where everybody sees calamity, everybody sees lack, everybody sees poverty, this is the same place where others, they gather and they survive. Why? Because God, when he comes through, Muruti, he will never move by masses. Will never move to my crowds. Many people left their place of worship because they wanted they were running after numbers. Many pastors got discouraged, gave up and sold their souls because they were looking for numbers. He's not necessarily moved by numbers, but Mudimu Usheba Pilu, Eloring is ready for restoration. And I pray Mrutuaka, Limumamedua Hao Ya Ratiha. busumba tsatsi la ka January. This last Thursday ya January ya 2023, many people came in, some they were discouraged, some I mean they already seeing the same things that happened, you know, dilimotse pitiding. Step out in the stampede, sauba number one. You are already number one wherever you are. Keep your lane, keep your place, and fix your eyes unto him, the author and the finisher of your faith. Because now most people, they are going to miss this revival. I'm very worried about what is going to happen, because many people, they are still influenced by a lot of things that does not matter to him. And when people start seeing those people who never thought that they would become anything in life, Modimo Akala Abapamisha, they are going to be those Pharisees who had a problem why this man was healed on the Sabbath. Imagine, this man suffered for so long, but when his time comes, somebody were not impressed. Why? Because it was never there. Somebody asking themselves questions. But I was also on this queue. Why he passed me and healed that one? Murut, as long as people can understand that, as long as you are standing in that lane, you are also number one. Because eventually when you become number one, it does not take a miracle. You were born number one. And I pray in the name and the blood of Yeshua HaMashiach, or Modimo Hakisa, this revival, a restoration and stability in the lives, I mean, in the body of Christ, in the families, in the name and the blood of Yeshua, I pray. Amen.
Amen to that, Muridi. Thank you very much for your time. Please give us your contact details.
072 316 117.
072-316-3117. Ke Re Moruti Malatsi.
Hi Papa Tokosh.
Hi Papa. Toe ke Re Moruti David Malatsi on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. That's how we come to the end of our program. Thank you once again for tuning in, and thank you once again for your support. Up next is Salanati from Migot Fiji and Nebusiro Bobo Mulemus 8 o'clock.
One vision, one voice. One.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.